let's go back, let's go over some of the ground we did yesterday in places, and continue from there. So, Tosis asks, and this brings Rashi in Gittin, as a member of a chistu that Gidur Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Ein Mistarfin, this Oy Kulei Be Gidur Oy Kulei Be Mechitza. So Rashi learns that Gidur means a charitz. And the chistu is saying that you cannot be mitzar, you can't be mitzarev to Shia Mechitza to Shia Sarat Lofim, you can't be mitzarev the charitz with the Mechitza on top of it. Needs to be Oy Kulei Be Gidur Oy Kulei Be Mechitza. Tosfos asks in Rashi from four different Gemaras. First of all, he asks in Rashi from our Gemara that the Charitz is mitzar for the Kaisel HaSukkah. He asks in Rashi from the Gemara in Erevin that the Chatz HaTachtoin is ma'ar l'atzmai. Even though the Chara, it's a Charitz with the Mechitz al-Gabba. For the lower chotzer, has the equivalent of the lower chotzer in a sense is in the chayitz. So they're relative to the other chotzer. The lower chotzer is down in the chayitz, and you see that the lower chotzer has the mechitzas. He asks from the baruch hu yosei that I'm mitzvah and lasar the echanim, and he asks from on Shabbos Tav Zayin of chokak Abaye, who said that chokak that if you have a bayis and a bias that's asarat vachem on the outside, but inside it's not asarat vachem. So first thing Gemara brings that it's only urgency yochet on top and not inside. But then Abai says, but if you were chokik and you were mashlim the asarat vachem, then it becomes urgency yochet inside as well. Not only inside the chak, but even outside the chak, it becomes chayur urgency yochet, and that's the subject over there. The kapanim, you see that the chak is mashlim the asarat vachem. You see the chak is nistar after the kaisel. So these are the four gemaras, the four kashas. Four kashas that Tosfos asked on Rashi. And therefore Tosfos prefer a different shot. The Chistus was not talking about a Charitz. A Charitz really could be Mistar. And Chistus told me to tell. Gidu doesn't mean a Charitz. Gidu means a tell. A tell is not Mistar for the Mechitz al Gabba. But a Charitz is Mistar. What's the difference between a tell and a Charitz? Chorin Lamdus, what's the difference? This is a landscape part of Shulman. It's a landscape mechitzah. So what's the difference? So the Ramban, they're interested in Shabbos. Now Zayim, the Ramban also talks about this issue. The Ramban and Shabbos brings the Tzarfatim, mitzvahs at Tzarfatim. The Ramban explains the pshat in Tosfos is that it tells that a charitz is more mitzvah than a tell, because a charitz is nearer to mechitzah than the tzarfatim. And, you know, for the person who's inside the charitz is just a wall. So it's a wall, and the wall extends. It's all one wall. So there's no problem. But tell is not near a mechitza to anybody. So therefore, the tell is, that's why Chizkia feels the tell is not mistarf to the mechitza, but a charitz is mistarf. I spoke at the first of all, just Haskalah Sedvan spoke at yesterday. That what's the pshat in Tosfos? So let's assume there are Ramban's pshat in Tosfos. That's the pshat in Tosfos. The reason why charitz is for sure is mitzar is because it's near to mechitza lo emet b'soichem. So what's the pshat? Does that mean that a mechitza only has to be mechitza mitzar pim? Doesn't have to be a mechitza. You don't need a mechitza mitzar chutz. That's the pshat in Tosfos. Mechitza only has to be from the inside. It doesn't need to be a mechitza on the outside. It's hard to imagine. The Maaseh Tosfos says in the Hemshech that the whole purpose of the mechitza by Shabbos is l'noyev kiyas rabim. If the Rabbim don't see a mechitza, so where's the mani of Kiyas Rabbim? So Bipshutai, Taisa doesn't mean that you don't need to have a mechitza on both sides. Taisa just means that the Maisi have a mechitza on both sides. Gidud Chamisha, mechitza, Chamisha, there is a mechitza. The problem is, the Chista's problem is that, and this is where we'll see the Hemshech and the Ramban Kesedah, the problem is that it's not near the mechitza. Because the eye of the beholder sees a tell and sees a mechitza, sees two different things, so they don't see it's not mistarif in the eye of the beholder to a single thing. So with God made that, Tosfos holds, that it's enough that it looks like a mechitza to the eye of the beholder on the inside. That makes it that it's a mechitza. The person inside sees a mechitza. To the outsider, maybe it's invisible. It blends into the landscape. But the person on the inside at least sees that it's a mechitza. So once he sees that it's a mechitza, the emes is a mechitza on both sides. You need to have a mechitza on both sides. It only needs to be nikkur kimechitza for the person on the, or at least it's sufficient that it's nikkur kimechitza for the person on the inside. It doesn't need to be nikkur kimechitza for the person on the outside. The person on the inside knows that there's a mechitza here, which is going to be act as munebi kizrap, because you have a, there are a sarotot. But you also have to see it. It has to be nirik mechitza. So it's nirik mechitza for the person on the inside. It's nirik. It's nirik mechitza. Very reminiscent. We had the lashon of the lashon of Rishayim. We already saw. We talk about also over there in Shabbat Zayin and Nirasugi. They talk about the Rashba, the Rich for the Ran. Talk about that the person on the inside has to feel that he's the person who's inside the Shushayochet should feel the Yoshev inside the Shushayochet should feel that he's Godder from the Kiyas Rabbah. The hakara over here, the recognition that there's a mechitza, is that is sufficient. That it's the person on the inside. I don't need it to be the person on the outside. And that's how the Ramban is mazmir the shita of Taisa. According to this, according to Tosis, that it's enough that it's near kemechitza for the person on the inside, even though it's not near kemechitza for the person on the outside. What would be in the opposite case? What would be in a case where it's near kemechitza for the person on the inside, but it's not near kemechitza for the person on the outside, rather, but it's not near kemechitza for the person on the inside? Do I say maybe that's also good enough? Maybe it's either or. As long as it's nikkur nirik mechitza for somebody, it's good enough. Do I say no? It's dafka, the person on the inside for whom it has to be nirik mechitza. Not the person on the outside doesn't help. It has to be dafka nirik mechitza for the person on the inside. Was there a right to this? No, then it's nirik mechitza for everybody. If you have a chakak that's a. Everybody agrees if you have a kak in there, if you dig a bor, which is rabim, it's nirik mechitza for everybody. Oikula begidud, oikula kemechitza means that the person on the outside doesn't see one thing. He sees gidud and he sees mechitza. And it's not mitzdarach in his, but if he only sees gidud, about it's.
Before, from the case of the house and the time of it, within the house, if the inside person, if he saw 10 tefach in the year, if they go all the way down, if they dig a kaka, 10 tefach in the house.
It certainly says in Tosfos that it's enough that it's near kemechitza for the person on the inside. I want to know what is. You don't need. That's true. It says in Tosfos that it's enough for it to be near kemechitza for the insider. It doesn't have to be near kemechitza for the outsider. But I want to know what about the other way around? What if it was near kemechitza for the outsider but not for the insider? In other words, you could say that maybe it's either or. As long as it's near kemechitza for somebody, either inside, outside, as long as somebody sees it as a mechitza, it's good for everybody. Or you could say, no, dafka, the person on the inside, he's in the privileged position. He's the one for whom it has to be near kemechitza. The person on the outside is my level of
because hell, so on the outside, looks like yeah.
Also, maybe that's right. In the case of a tell, for the B'nai Rishu Sarabim, it is near kemechitza.
Okay, so you want to
push it. What?
First answer, it's also
you
have the
Shtei Chatzeres. Also from Shtei Chatzeres. I think you also see in Shtei Chatzeres. I think both things are right. By Shtei Chatzeres, that's the whole Gemara by Shtei Chatzeres. The Gemara says by Shtei Chatzeres, and Taisus holds this, that Taisus assumes that the Gidrei Mechitza by Achotzer are similar to the Gidrei Mechitza by Yishu Seyochet. Because he gets from the Anachshu. And it says Takanak Gemara, you have the Chotzer El Yoyno, it's not a Mechitza for the Chotzer HaTachtayim. It is a Mechitza. Why? Because for the point of Chizdo, for the Chotzer El Yoyno, the Chotzer El Yoyno is not near Kemechitza. For the Chotzer Tachtoin, it's near Kemechitza. So you see the fairs that it's totally in the person on the inside. If you're in the Chotzer Tachtoin, you have a Mechitza. The Chotzer El Yoyno doesn't have. Okay, so Zachinu, that according to Tosfos, the privileged point of view is the person on the inside. It has to be near Kemechitza for the person on the inside. This is the Ramban, at least his Mazbe Tosfos, has to be near Kemechitza for the person on the inside. I don't care whether it's near Kemechitza for the person on the outside. Doesn't matter if it's not, it doesn't help if it is, it's irrelevant. The main thing is it has to be near a mechitza for the person on the inside. But again, to stress, that doesn't mean there doesn't need to be a mechitza on the outside. It could very well be that you need to have a mechitza on the outside. It doesn't need to be near a mechitza on the outside. It has to be near a mechitza on the inside. So what about Rashi? Rashi holds that a charitz, Rashi learns in a chizda, that a charitz is not mistaken for the mechitza. That's how he learns gidu chamisha mechitza chamisha means a charitz, and it's not mistaken. I, for the person on the inside, is near to mechitza. So the pshutoi, we could say for Rashi. Now Rashi holds, and certainly raid along these lines, Rashi holds that it's not enough that it's nirka mechitza on the outside. Rashi holds it has to be nirka mechitza on the outside. Maybe only on the outside, maybe also on the outside, we'll decide in a minute. But Akapon and Rashi, maybe in this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Tosfos holds that it's enough that it's nirka mechitza on the inside. I don't care that it's not nirka mechitza on the outside. So on the inside, it's not gilud, it's not nirka mechitza. And maybe Rashi holds that you need to have that it's nirka mechitza on the outside, for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. They have to see a mechitza. Maybe if they don't see a mechitza, maybe it's not called a tzmenei b'kiyas rabim. After all, Asarat Vachon is not a big barrier. But what tzmenei b'kiyas rabim is they see a mechitza. If for them it's not nirka mechitza, maybe it's not a barrier for them. Akoponim, Rashi maybe holds, but you need to have nirka mechitza on the outside too. And if Rashi holds, if you have a charitz and a mechitza, so for the person inside, yeah, it's nirka mechitza. But for the person on the outside, it's not nirka mechitza. Again, I want to stress, why isn't it nirka mechitza? A person sees a bor, it is nirka mechitza. A bor b'shus rabim is a mechitza. It's not, because it is nirka mechitza. Even for the bnei b'shus rabim, they walk over, they look down, they see a bor. A lot of that's nirka mechitza. The chisor of Chistus chisor is that it has to be kulei begidud oy kulei b'mechitza. What's not nirka mechitza is you have a bor that's five tvachim and a mechitza that's five tvachim. So then the people in the bnei b'shus rabim, they don't see yesar tvachim. They see a five tvachim mechitza. They see a five tvachim gidud, a five tvachim charitz. Neither one is a mechitza. And they don't put the two together because they're disparate things. They're not the same. But the person on the inside is all one sheer mechitza. So for him, it's nirik and mechitza. But the bnei Rishus HaRabim, it's not nirik and mechitza because you're putting together apples and oranges. For them, it's not nirik and mechitza. That's oikulei begidud, oikulei b'mechitza. So that could be the pshat in Rashi. That's the pshat in Rashi. So certain things we could be marviach. Some of the kashas are Tosis. Maybe we could be marviach right away. For example, Tosis kasha on. Tosis Kash and Rashi from Agamar of Sukkah. That happened over here, you have it here. So we could be Mechalik. We could say, I'll leave with the Rashi, that Rashi only requires that it be nearer to Mechitza for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim by a Mechitza of Shabbos, whose purpose, after all, as Tosis and many other Rishonim say, the Rambani said, is to be Menei B'Kiyas Rabim. By Sukkah, where the purpose of the Mechitza is not necessarily to be Menei B'Kiyas Rabim, but to create a Rishus of Dira. So maybe there Rashi agrees. I don't need that it should be near Kimachitz on the outside. There, maybe Rashi agrees, concedes to Tosfos, that it's enough that it's near Kimachitz on the inside. So we could have right away a teretz for the Gemara about for Agamar. What would Rashi do with Agamar? Likewise, I mean, not likewise exactly, but maybe the Gemara of Erev Chatzeres, also we could answer early with the Rashi if this is the case. That we could say, according to Rashi, that. Say according to Rashi that even though a mechitza that divides Rishus Yochad from Rishus Rabim has to be nearer to mechitza for the name Rishus Rabim, or at least also for the name Rishus Rabim, maybe primarily, but on Kaponim it also has to be at least also has to be nearer to mechitza for the name Rishus Rabim. But the mechitza that divides two chatzeros, maybe that's different. Maybe that just has to be nearer to mechitza for the balachotzer, for him to be ma'arad la'atzma. There's no rabim. There's a neighbor, he wants to be Arab La'atzmi, to see himself as a separate chotzer. Maybe Rashi holds, Tosfos doesn't agree with this, but maybe Rashi holds that the Gidri Mechitza by Eru Chatzeris are totally only in the Eibid B'fnim. So as long as for the chotzer Tachfain it's near to Mechitza, I don't care that it's not near to Mechitza for the Eliyahu. Maybe that will be a Mahalach for that Gemara as well. For Bor B'chul Yosei, it's not going to help us at all, this is a Mahalach, a Machshava. Also, it's not going to help us for the Gemara about Chokak, the Gemara of Zion Shabbos. Are you talking about the Rishus Yochad versus Rishus Rabim? Why in the Kaisel and the Chak? Chokak, that's a regular case, and that's the Benirik and Mechitza for the Bnei Rishus Rabim, according to Rashi. So Chokak is not going to get us any mileage for those two cases. But at least it would help us to for Agamar of Sukkah for sure, and maybe even for the Gemara about Eruv Chatzeres. Then Mr. Gemara and Shabbos, Nafzayin, maybe we could say a different answer. Al Derech Zeh, maybe we could give an answer though for the Gemara and Shabbos, Nafzayin, also based on this. And I suggested this yesterday. And maybe Rashi's solution for the Gemara Dav Zayin will be that since L'Oimid B'Pnim, it's anyway Nirek Mechitza. The only problem is it's not Nirek Mechitza for the person on the outside. So in the case in Shabbos, it is Nirek Mechitza for the person on the outside. Because the person on the outside, Emes, he doesn't see the he doesn't connect the Kaisel to the Bur. That's Gidlin than Mechitza. But the person on the outside has a different Mechitza Asara. He has the Mechitza Asara of the Kaisel with the roof, because that's the case over there in Shabbos, that the Kiwi is Mashkin Asara. That's why Al Gagle is for sure, even without the Chach, Al Gagle is Rosh Hashanah. So Mimonosach, the person on the outside sees the Mechitza Asara Tochim from the floor, from the Kaisel, up to the top of the roof. Person on the inside, he sees the Mechitza, because he sees that for him the Chachak and the Kaisel are both Nirek and Mechitza. So mainly you have a Heker, you have a Nirek and Mechitza both on the inside and on the outside. Maybe Rashi holds that that's good enough, even though it's a Chiddush, because they're not exactly the same Mechitza. The Kaisel is 9 Tvachim tall, and the Kiwi is 1 Tefach tall, and the Chachak is 1 Tefach tall. So the 10 Tvachim that the person on the outside sees is the 9 Tvachim of the Kaisel with the Tefach of the Kiwi. The person on the inside sees the 9 Tvachim of the Kaisel with the Tefach of the Chachak. They're not exactly the same, but maybe Rashi would hold. Maybe Rashi could hold that. It doesn't matter. That's good enough. As long as it's Nirek Mechitza on the outside, and there's a Nirek Mechitza on the inside. So we may look. It's even worse than that. So that's the Nirek Mechitza different on the inside and the outside. The Nirek Mechitza on the outside includes the Tikra, which on the inside is not only that Nirek Mechitza, it is not a Mechitza. Right? And for the person on the inside, the Tefach of the Tikra is not merely not Nirek Mechitza. It is not a Mechitza. In reality, it's not a Mechitza for him. And yet I'm using that for the person on the outside that it should be Nirek Mechitza. So that's Mechudosh, that you could put those things together. But upon it, maybe we could say in Rashi that we could be Messiah of those two things. So on the outside, you have a Mechitza from the floor to the top of the Tikra, and it's Nirek Mechitza. From the inside, I have a Mechitza of the wall together with the Kak. And that's also Nirek Mechitza laying between. So on both sides they have a mechitza. That's Nirek and mechitza. Either not exactly the same mechitza. So who said they have to be the same mechitza? You have one mechitza on the outside. You have another mechitza on the inside. And this is a very technologically sophisticated mechitza that is different on the outside than the inside. But nonetheless, both sides have a mechitza. Both sides have a Nirek and mechitza, and that's good enough. So maybe that would be a mahalach, a whole mahalach. Here, Baruch Hu would be the one thing that's still shy. That we're not really doing anything for. Maybe we could say, with all of this, a mahalach in Rashi. That Rashi holds that it has to be Nirek Mechitza not only for the Oymed Tefnim, but it has to be Nirek Mechitza for the Oymed Bachutz, by Shabbos. By Sukkot Hakanat. By Shabbos, it has to be Nirek Mechitza on both sides. And the Pshat Nigmar Shabbos Dav Zayin is that it is Nirek Mechitza on both sides, because on the outside you have the Tikva, on the inside you have the Bor. So on both sides it's Nirek, on both sides it's Nirek Mechitza. However,
the source for Mechitza by Sukkah and
Mechitza
the same source?
Yeah, but still, you see the Rishonim and Mechalak. And the Mechalak in other terms. Here you need the Mechitza itself has to be near. Rishonim talk about other Chilukim, but yeah, even though the concept of Mechitza we have by both, but it translates, this is even easier. The Rishonim and Mechalak, that's something else. That then Shabbos, I only care about the Pulis HaMechitza, and Sukkah, I need the Mechitza itself. Yeah, this is a different kind of chilk. So we can say a Mechitza is a divider, but which aspect of it divides Rishuyos? It sets apart a Rishuyos, one Rishuyos from the other. That's what a Mechitza does. But which part of that, what part of it, but nonetheless, it depends on the context. In Hilcha Shabbos, what I'm primarily interested in, or at least what I'm also interested in, is separating the Rishuyos Rabbim from the Rishuyos Yochanan, not only the Rishuyos Yochanan from the Rishuyos Rabbim. And maybe I'm primarily interested in separating the Rishuyos Rabbim, if the Rishuyos Rabbim shouldn't be Bekeah. In Sukkah, it's also a divider between the Rishuyos, but I'm primarily interested in defining the Rishuyos on the inside. There's no particular Rishuyos on the outside. The outside is not a Rishuyos HaRabim or Rishuyochad. It could just be a Kabbalist, a non-Rishuyos at all. But I need to define the Rishuyos. I need to define the Rishuyos of the deer. Mechitzas define Rishuyos. But the particulars of the Mechitza depend on what kind of Rishuyos we're looking to, you know, which Rishuyos exactly are we trying to segregate. I think the Ramban, who also goes with Peshitas Rashi, basically. I mean, he brings Peshitas Atosis, but the Ramban basically goes more with the Peshitas Rashi. And the Ramban, I think, has different people, different take. The Rabbanim Shalom stand up Zion. I don't know, anybody have a those are both there, but I don't think I could buy it. I want to start with the second paragraph, because the second paragraph is addressing this part of Pesach. The first paragraph in their mind is addressing the end of Pesach. We'll come to that later, and it's going to be probably how the two paragraphs go together. But let's just look at the second paragraph. Vika de Kashule, says the Rabbah, again, it's Dav Zayinim and Beis Mishams. Vika de Kashule, hold on, maybe get Tanya. Gidu Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Ein Mistarfa. So he's asking on the Gemara and Shabbos. It's the Kashule, one of the Toshis is Kashule. How can the Gemara and Shabbos say, how can Abai say in Shabbos that if you were Chokok Lahashlim, you could be Chokok and be Mashlim Mashir Asar Tochim? But the Gemara and Gittin, Rav Chista says that you need Oikulu be Gidu, Oikulu be Mechitza. Toshis is Kashule. This is that Galekla Meimah to Shiny Ochad the Ruba Mechitza. Maybe it's enough to have Roy Mechitza. Thus, a Mashman that feel the Ruba Mechitza. Lo Eila Meimah Sapin could have come in and actually Oikule begidded Oikule the Mechitza. So he says two tirus. Ike de Mefaki. Shiny Chak Bayis Shu Roy Lidua. Shu Yesh Lei Mechitza's Gmuris. But Nas the Bayis Goma. The Oid, second Eretz. Shu Oysen Mechitza is Ruya is Lekiroi. So what are these two truths? He's coming to me, Miyashiv. What is he holds like Rashi? That Gidu Chamisha means a charitz, a bar. It's not like Rashi Pshat. And he's asking Tosfos Kasha. So how can the Morning Shabbos say Yom Tzarif? How can Abai say in Shabbos the Yom Tzarif the chak with the kaisel? The first answer is. Bias is different because a bias is different. Shu roil dira. She actually mechitzes gluis, but not as a bias gum. What does that mean? Why does that matter? Bias is roil dira. So bore is not so roil dira. Bias is roil dira. It's awesome. Why does it matter? What's the challenge so much? I think the Pshat in that man is, and this is Keseda, when I see Keseda, this is the theme in the Raman. We already started this. That the Chisorin of Aikulu Begidu Aikulu Begidu has to do with the fact that in the eye of the beholder, since it looks like different things, he doesn't see a Mechitza. He sees a Bor and he sees a Mechitza. Bor and Mechitza are two different things. It's not near to Mechitza. Says the Rabban, in a bias, when you have a chakak in a bias, chakak in a bias is near kemechitza. I think that one is like this. He's learning Aliba de Rashi. That even for the Oimed Bifnim, the problem with the Chakak, the problem with Rav Chista's problem, that Oikulu Begidu and Oikulu Bechitza, is not only for the Oimed Bechutz, it's for the Oimed Bifnim also. Even if you're Oimed Bifnim and you're inside the bar, it's still a bar. Even if you're inside the bar, but you know that it's a bar. And when you look at the Kaisnei bar, you see Kaisnei bar, you see a Chakak, you're in the Chakak. But you still see a Chakak. And the chakak is not the same thing as a mechitza. The chakak is a hole down in the earth. So it's not that you're down in the earth with it. But it's a hole in the earth. It goes down in the earth. A mechitza goes up. So that's oikul begidu, oikul mechitza. Mechitzas that go up and mechitzas that go down into the earth, they're two different things. They're not mistar. It's not near to mechitza. It's not kul begidu. It's neither kul begidu nor kul mechitza. But if you have a chafetz in a bais and you live in the chak, and you live in the chak, then for you that chak already, that's not a chak in the earth, it's not a hole in the earth, that's your home. That's where you live. So for you, the chak now becomes a mechitza, because when the chak is a mokum dira, then it's not walls that go down below your feet. Then it's the walls of your house. And if it's the walls of your house, then it's doima la mechitza, and memele, it's nirik a mechitza. That means shiny chakak bayis. The chakak is part of a bayis. And it's roi l'dira, this chakak, because yes, the mechitzah is gemura, it's not a hole in the middle of nowhere. It's a hole inside a house. V'nasa bayis goma, the chakak becomes part of the bayis. Once the chakak is part of the bayis, he's taka habit. He lives in a chakak. So for him, this is the chayis le'abayis. So you don't have the, by him it's not mixes gidud and mixes mechitzah, it's all mechitzah. That's the first So already I've seen the Ramban that by him, his take on Rashi, it's not like we said before, the Rashi holds that even though on the inside is nirik and mechitza, but it's not nirik and mechitza on the outside. No, the chesod is on the inside also. Even on the inside it's nirik and chakak. It's not nirik and mechitza, if it's not a beis dira. But the mile of a beis dira is that if you live in the chakak, then by you it's not a chakak anymore. Then by you it's a bayis. And then and all this is chesli abayis. These are your chesli abayis. You have a basement apartment, not a chakak, that's your apartment. Those are the walls of your apartment. So mele, it's not. It doesn't lack in kulib. It doesn't lack in kulib b'machitza. It's not in kulib b'machitza. That's the first teretz of the Rabban. Then the Rabban says another teretz. Ikanimli. Loiv. Shaisin machitza is ruulois lekiroi lefichoch mitztara tagidvima. So what's he saying? Since the mechitzas are ru'uyos l'kiroi, l'fichoch mitzarat hagid v'dimon. Again, what do the words mean? Words are very cryptic. It's a nomic ramach, G-N-O-M-I-C. It's a word I learned when I came to IU. I think he's saying like this. What's the problem of a kulav yidid a kulav mechitza? That the raya doesn't see a mechitza of asar tochum. He sees a mechitza of five tochum, and he sees a gidid of five tochum. He sees two different things. Ka'omer. So it's not near the mechitza. He says in the case of the bias, the chesel for the guy on the outside is nirik mechitza, because the chesel for the outside person is part of the mechitza for the roof. Because that says in the word Shabbos, the word of the parish. And for the person on the roof, it is Rosh Hashanah. Because then you're misarif the kiruy. So for the outsider, when the outsider, and let's say the case I said before, the chesel is 9 tefachim, the kiruy, the tikkun is the tenth tefachim. The outsider, when he sees the chesel, the 9 tefachim of the chesel, he sees it as part of a 10 tefachim mechitza. So at least there's somebody who sees the chesel as being a mechitza. Meaning not just being a 5 tefach, half a mechitza. He sees a mechitza. He sees the chesel as a mechitza. Once there's somebody who sees the chesel as a mechitza, that's the ma'az mechadish. Once there's somebody who at least sees some of this as a mechitza, so then he can be mitzat. Now on the outside it doesn't help me, because the outside only have, and on the inside rather, I still only have 9 tefachim of chesel. But at least there's somebody who knows that those 9 tefachim of kaisel are a mechitza. He sees it as a mechitza. So once the 9 tefachim of kaisel are seen as a mechitza, you could already even mitzaref the chakak also, that it becomes part of a mechitza. You only say kulei begidu or kulei b'mechitza. The Rav Chista only said kulei begidu or kulei b'mechitza, where you don't see either one as a halachic as a halachic mechitza, because you see a mechitza 5, which is nothing. That's the Rav Chista's word. I see a mechitza 5 tefachim, so I discount that. I see a gidud of 5 tefachim, and I discount that. So I don't see mechitza at all. I mean mechitza in the, you know, in the larger sense. I see a wall of 5 tefachim, that's not a mechitza. I see a pit of 5 tefachim, that's not a mechitza. And it doesn't occur to me, yeah, but together it's 10 tefachim. But if I see a wall, and I recognize that it's a mechitza, because it's part of a mechitza for something else, so I already see the wall as a mechitza. Once I see the wall as a mechitza, then the gidud I could be mitzarek to part of the mechitza as well. That's the second Hes Nehama. Again, you see the same in both Rambans. So first of all, it's at home to take on Rashi. That the Nukud is not that Rashi holds it, you know, for the insider, it's Nirukim Mechitza, you need to have Nirukim Mechitza for the outside. That's not the Rambana holds either. The Rambana holds, it's not an issue of inside and outside. A regular Chakak is not Nirukim Mechitza, not for the guy inside, nor for the guy outside. The case of Abaye, the virtue of the case of them, the mile of the case of Abaye, is that it is Nirukim Mechitza, and here he has these two terutzim, either it's Nirukim Mechitza for the guy on the inside, because the guy on the inside lives there, so he sees it all as mechitza, or take another ma'alach, that it's nirukim mechitza for the person on the outside, because the outsider sees the kaisel as part of the mechitza for the roof. Kach le'kach, you see the Rabban, he doesn't really care so much about inside and outside. Either one has to be nirukim mechitza for somebody. Rav Chisda's holds that a chakak with a wall on top of it is not nirukim mechitza for anybody. The case in Shabbos is nirukim mechitza for somebody, either for the guy on the inside, that's the first eretz al-zira, or for the guy on the outside, that's the second eretz al-zira, being part of the mechitza of the roof.
So, according to Rabban's second answer, would that take care of for Ochayasa also? Because it's just like you would view the Ochayasa as part of the board.
Famous, that's what he. That's the next. That's we'll see the Rabban in a second how he deals with for Ochayasa. He deals with the fish, and in these terms. But you also see in the Rabban again this same Nekuda, which is the central theme in the Rabban. That the issue of a kuli begidah or kuli b'mechitza has to do with perception, and therefore it's dependent on factors that affect perception. If I live there, I have a different perception of what the chak is. You know, if I look at it from the outside, but there's a tikkun and it's a mechitza for the roof, so I have a different perception of what the kaisel is. You see, this is what I keep saying. I think you say there in the Rambam this idea that the notion of a kuli begidah or kuli b'mechitza has to do with the perception. Because it says that it lacks in the perception of being a mechitza. Those are the solutions. Then he asks, Heitake says, then he talks about Barbuk Liosim. You kosher, hot aminin, the parakazeric Barbuk Liosim is takim lasara. What do you do with that? So he says, again, with this insight of his, that since every bar has a chulia, so I look at the chulia as part of the charitz. Again, it's a perception thing. Since I put together the bar and the chulia, that's my picture of a bar, that it has a chulia. So what I want to, so I look at it not as two different things, a chavitz of five tochim and a mechitz of five tochim. I look at it as a chavitz of ten tochim, because I imagine I see the chavitz as part of the excavation. So since that's how I see it, so that's enough to make it that it's near a mechitz. What did he not address? He doesn't address, according to Rashi, what does Rashi do with the Gemara and Sukkah? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily the deer of Shabbos.
If there's the bias.
Oh, because it's also deer. Right. That's the test. I just need to address it. It's included in the case of it's a bias.
Why is it a bias?
Because you lived it.
It's not like, I thought the whole Shabbos the bias thing was that you're mashed at the wall because it's like built out of bricks. It's like a bias.
No, I don't speak out of bricks. Instead, you lived it. It's a mock. What's your lesson?
Where
the deer? Where the deer? I used to make his and that's the bias gomma. So I'm a suck also. I'm a suck. And that's right now. It's deer survive, but it's that's my bias. Some otherwise very awesome. You why is the messiah to a suck to the suck case? Especially since it's not like he doesn't know about it. The previous paragraph which we haven't yet talked about. Which is with Lobo, the other issue, the issue of the end of places. He was busy with the Gemara and Sukkah. So how come now when he gets to give the Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, why doesn't he talk about the Gemara and Sukkah? Because it's Nichlal in the terrace that he gave for Baya Baya. Also, not so clear to me if he addressed the case in the Erevin. Of Shnei Chatzer Zul and Maila Mizu. Brings it up later, but for something else. First, the next thing he does is he brings places to Pshat. That give the Chamisha means a tell. If I can't, the charitz is yes and star. That's the next thing. Rabbeinu Nosson Ba'ala Orach Pirish Gidud Chamisha Kogain Gavshusha Shevekarko Gidud Meloshim Gidudi Bepere Kamed Erevin Meloshim Gudo V'Gudasek Mechitzoso. General Benamalji Ufizah Yesh Lehmet the charitz Mitztarif in Mechitzah Shal Kisoso. Maybe a charitz is mitztarif. It's different than a tel. It's always mitztarif, even according to our Chisda Shakol Kemechitzah Lemishayim B'Besoichah. So you have the perception of being Mechitzah even in a chak, even in a regular charitz. Kach kitzu mikzis chachmei tzerfachim zal shalei kidivin rashi zal shepir shum charitz amoy chamishu lekaisel chamishu asfosu ve'acherim pishu ahidah hosom meaning what? Meaning the Gemara in Gittin is leinian erev chatzeres kahidah mais leperik kolagagis ve'erevin shtei chatzeres ulu maile mezul v'yon v'yoy asar atfokim v'yish gidu chamishu mechitza chamishu arvin shnai v'yim arvim echad v'kula shmaitse hosom. And the Moabit says, "Moed of Chisda the Tachton is Ma'arav Shteim, Ma'arav Achas." But Del Yoyin is only Ma'arav. Moed of Chisda the Tachton is able to Ma'arav La'atzma, but Del Yoyin not. That's Reb Chisda's case. It's talking about Erev Chatzeres. So what did he gain? Sounds like he's saying that's a teretz. Since it's not Erev Chatzeres, so that's a teretz to all the to the problem. Why is it a teretz to the problem? Taisus said it in conjunction with the Rabbeinu Tam, with the Oruch, that the issue is not the charis, the issue is the tel. That a tel is not mistara for the mechitzah. So for the chotzer, and everything's measured from the guy on the inside. So for the guy in the chotzer al yoyno, by him it's a tel in the mechitzah. For the guy in the chotzer tachtoyno, by him it's a charis in the mechitzah. And that's before the Gemara is saying, a tel in the mechitzah is a problem. But a charis in the mechitzah is not a problem. Right? That's already the Oruch's chat. Taisus brings. He just says he brings the pshat of the time, which is the pshat of the Oruch, that we're talking about the gibbon means a tell. And he said, what's the case of a tell? He says, either like the Gorin Erevin, or stop me, have a tell, which is a Vishus Rabbim, and you want to make him into a Vishus Yochim. But the Ramban is actually saying it's a separate thought. First, he brought the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, the Tzarfatim, the Oruch, that gibbon means a tell. So then it finished. That solves all the problems. All the Gemara that he has up till now, that he has from up to now, were all cases of a chak. Turns out Chisda was never talking about a chak, he was talking about a tel. And then he says, "Ve'achayir pishu ahi dehosom l'inyan erev chatzeres ki the ma'is l'perik olag agus ve'erevin." So what did he gain? I don't know he wants with that line. And if Chisda told me erev chatzeres, what does it matter? Bottom line, you see. Well, you see that it's a tell. I mean, maybe not much yet. You see that it's a tell. But that he already said. Like, what's he being? What's he adding now?
Is it just like the Inami and Tosfos? Why is it?
Because Taisus didn't say this as a separate teretz. Taisus said it, I think, just as part of Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Moravid saying in Erevin? The Moravid saying in Erevin, Kilo the Yoin is relevant to Rav Chisda, but the Tachtayin is outside of Rav Chisda. The Pshutin Akamar is against Rashi. They say, ask Nakamar Rashi. Says in that Gemara that by the Tachtayin you don't have a Chisda's problem. Why don't you have a Chisda's problem in the Tachtayin? You have a Chakak and you have a Kaisa. So first Tachtayin can bring that Gemara as a Kash and Rashi. And then he brings Rav Tam's Pshat that Gidul does not mean a Charitz. Gidul means a Tel. And what's the case of a Tel? So he gives me two possibilities, two possible cases of a Tel. One, I don't know why he needs two possible cases. One is Mamish the Gemara in Erevin. Maybe Rav Chisda was talking about the Gemara in Erevin. The El Yoina is a Tel with the Machitza. Or maybe Stamma Rav Chisda wasn't talking about Mamish. That case, he was talking about a Rishus Yochid and a Rishus Rabban. But you're making Rishus Yochid with a Tel that's Chamisha and a Machitza of Chamisha. And I want to make Rishus Yochid that way. But it's all part of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not like different Tirutzim. It's all part of the main Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Rav Chisda wasn't talking about a Charitz. Rav Chisda was talking about a Tel. Rosh Rabban is not so mashma that way. Rosh Rabban is mashma. He brings Rashi's Pshat. He asks from all the other Gemara. He doesn't mention the word Erev. And then he brings the Oruch and the Tzarpatim that Gidud means a Tel. Gidud means a Tel. And then he says, V'acherim Pirshu. Gidud, this is already not the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the Tzarpatim. It's not the Oruch. It's a different thing. V'acherim Pirshu. That Rav Chisda was talking about the Gemara in Erevin. So what are you saying? Rav Chisda talking about a Tel. So that's basically Rabbeinu Tam and Noruch. So just put a roller together with Rabbeinu Tam and Noruch. It's not a Cherem Pishon. I mean, maybe it's like a different. It's like a. You say, well, it's basically Rabbeinu Tam and Noruch, but instead of talking about a Tel, which is a Rabbin, we're talking about the case in Erevin. But basically, we're still going to Rabbeinu Tam and Noruch.
Maybe according to the Cherem, it's limited to Erev Chatzeres.
You know, why should that be? Why should that be? It's only a problem at Erev Chatzeres. Maybe it happened at the market. I don't know, I'm not sure what this line on the Ramban is supposed to do. Yeah, it sounds like the Ramban is learning that if it's talking specifically about Erev Chatzeres, then somehow it's maybe it has different rules. Maybe Erev Chatzeres is Bechala, and it has different that's the whole problem of Chisda, like Kulu Begidu, like Kulu Machitzu, is a specific Erev Chatzeres problem. Because if by maybe because if you're the Chatzer El Yoina, and you only have a you, is only a Machitzu of Chamisha. I don't know what he's saying. Then he says at the end, after leaving, you know, then he says at the end, V'yesh Shlomo, of course, like V'yesh Shlomo. That's right, the Chorus should be called V'yesh Shlomo. Fourth to last line. V'yesh Shlomo, the Hodom Rabbi Hokam Itztafin, Memrohi. Rabbi in the Gemara of Zion is a member. It's not a mission, not a Baisa. It's a member of Rabbi. Read the Perek HaZorik, Baruch Hu Yosoi, it's not me memory of Yechonam. Memory of Rav Chisda Lai Sirlai. Rav Chisda doesn't have to Rav Chisda at all. Rav Agav, the Hosn Perek HaZorik, Messiah Lai, Lahod Rav Yechonam, Mas Nisin, Yitani Chuli Sabor V'Hasela, V'Leitani Habor V'Hasela. Rav Chisda Lai Sirlai Haidahu Haidahu Diyukur. Nila Silchus Haka Rav Chisda, Kedah Baskin and Hosn Gemara Behedya. So the kids say, the Ramban says the Teretz, the final Teretz, and maybe the whole thing's not a problem. Abaye in that line is to memra, and Rav Yechon is just a memra. So we don't have to worry about memras. So Rukiu Luchori is saying, and therefore Rashi is solved. Nachami doesn't shim. Chisda Medabor. Charitz. According to him, a Bari Taka is wrong, it would be wrong. Not the Charitz would not work in the case in Shabbos of Zayin. But Rechis doesn't have to hold like a Bari, doesn't have to hold like the Rav Yechon of Eibor Bechul Yosef. So I understand, but what about the Gemara in Sukkot? Well, but else not a member. It's also called a member. How did you say it? Abai is a member. Baruch Lios is a member. Abai is a member. Berichan is a member. Look, what about Agamah? What's the Mishnah? The Zayin?
Or
the Gemara brings a raya from that's the Gemara. It's a member of Rav Yechon. The Gemara brings a raya from Mishnayos. That's what he mentions over here. Chulgas Habara. So did the Gemara from Daik from Mishnah? Because it doesn't have the deal. I don't remember right now the sugya over there, but the Tzoros of the Shmaitz is a member of Rav Yechon. The Gemara brings a raya to Rav Yechon from the Mishnah. I'm thinking from Bryce's. So fine. So because it doesn't have those deal. But at the end of the day, it's a member of Rav Yechon. But Agamar is not a memo.
Could be Agamar is just not a kasha at all because he's got the sukkah. Maybe he just learned that. The piece by sukkah is totally different.
Maybe the piece by sukkah is different, more calm. Why would it be different? Further, it's all around. There he says, by sukkah, it's more strict.
I think it's the up to here. It's up on the kula.
Why?
At one point,
to live.
What?
Yeah.
You need fine. It's only mechitzas. So it doesn't have to be near to mechitzas because it's a doifin. Okay, that's a lot to say, maybe.
It also answers why in the next paragraph doesn't have the kasha from sukkah. Once you're ready, you can establish this.
Maybe like sukkah, it doesn't have the problem in the first place. Sukkah is defamous, that's what we said at the beginning. Maybe by defamous, it doesn't need to be near a kemachitza. Right. Maybe, I don't know. What about the Gemara in Erevin also? The Taisa asked in the Gemara in Erevin and Rashi. But he also ignores. I mean, he had this line about the Gemara in Erevin, I don't know what that was. I mean, maybe that's connected to what we've been diagnosing before. He had this line, Kilo Bachem, Pishu, there, Chris is talking about. Erevin. No, that doesn't help even. That just meant, I don't know what that meant, but if anything, it meant somehow the other way around. Erevin's more, it's harder to be this out. I don't know why. But now, he's going away from that. He's saying, Yeshleimer, the Chari's saying, Vaid Yeshleimer, Alnu Mahalach. Rav Chista's, Nechram here, Rav Chista's against all the Gemara, against all the members. Okay, fine, but what about the Gemara Erevin? It's talking to Rav Chista. It says, Moider Rav Chista, like the Unim the Tachtaino, but not like God, but Rav Chista himself would hold that the Elyoina is cannot be Ma'arav by itself, because it has this problem of but the Tachtayin is okay. If you're Rashi, why is the Tachtayin okay? Why can the Tachtayin be Ma'arav La'atzmai? According to Rashi, that's the case. You're the guy in the Rishu Seif, the fellow in the bar cannot be considered Rishu Seif. In the bar is not a Rishu Seif. Because the charitz is not mistaken for the mechitza. So the guy is in the bottom field. Say Maybe it's like this. We already saw in the Ramban. The Ramban learns that the problem in the Charetz is not just like the guy on the outside. It's for the guy on the inside. For the guy on the inside also, the Charetz looks like a Charetz. It doesn't look like a Mechitza. Even the guy on the inside feels that he's in a hole in the ground. He doesn't feel that this is a Mechitza that goes up. He's in a hole in the ground. He's in a loch. So it's not the start. In the case of a guy who lives in the hole, that was what I suggested before. Maybe that's better because he doesn't see himself as being in a hole. Or now he's not going like that. But the basic idea is still true. But the problem with being in the chakak is that even for the guy in the chakak, it looks like a chakak. It doesn't look like a mechitza. I don't know. That may not, by the soda tachtoina, maybe that's not true. By the soda tachtoina, he doesn't think that he's in a chakak. He's in a field, and this, you know, to, as far as the eye can see, this is ground level. He's not inside a chakak. By him, the wall, the face of the earth, that's not a chakak, that's a mechitza. That's a positive mechitza that goes up to Asarat Vachem. It's only for the fellow who's in the Elyona, he sees the equivalent of a chakak with the mechitza. And it's Ramban, the Nekudu was never the inside and the outside. That's not the distinction between the inside and the outside. We're not mechalik, the Ramban's not mechalik in that. The Ramban just feels, if it looks like a chakak, it looks like a chakak to everybody. And that's Rav Chisda's issue. Kulu begidda, kulu b'machitza. So that's an issue. Taka by a hole in the ground, but by the Gemara in Erevin, you're not in a chakak. So in the Chanami for the Soda Tachtoyim, there's no problem. So that Gemara through the Rabban was never shver on Rashi. That's Taisus asked it for Kash and Rashi. Maybe we have here a Gilui. The Taisus learned not like the Rabban. Taisus learned the problem is not that you that the problem is. Tosis learns. Tosis asked the Gemara in Erevin. Tosis made the Gemara in Erevin into a kasha rashi. Apparently, Tosis held that the issue of ikul begidur ikul mechitza is not that even the guy in the chakak feels that he's in the chakak. Tosis felt no. For the guy in the chakak, there's no problem. But he's roi of ne'asara. The problem is for the guy on the outside of the chakak. And he read Rashi as saying it's a problem. It's not the outside of the chakak. So he says, so how come by Erev Chatzeres is different? How come by Erev Chatzeres, I say that it's enough that you get right if you're in the Soda Tachtoina, but if you're outside, you don't see it? So Taisus asked the Lord Erev on Rashi. Rabban Shittosi, we saw in Rabban that that's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is even for the guy in the Chakak, he's near a Kechakak. If he lives there, it's near it differently. So he Bechal doesn't have the Kashan, but by him the Gemara Erev is not a Kashan Rashi altogether. But that's good.
Why doesn't he ask the kasha from Erevin, and then or ask the kasha not from Chulios HaBor?
He never asked him Erevin and Rashi.
Why does he choose to say that he's sold only by Bias and by Chulios HaBor and not from Gemara in Erevin? Where is he like?
No, I'm following you. By him, the Gemara in Erevin is fine. The Gemara in Erevin is not a kasha and Rashi at all. But the Gemara in Erevin. He never had a kasha in the word Erevin and Rashi. You see, he never asked for the word Erevin and Rashi. He had some other thing with the Gemara in Erevin. Maybe Rav Chisda was talking about the Gemara in Erevin. I'm not sure. Maybe we have to rethink what that is. That line, I didn't know what he wants. The Acher and Pirshu. But as a kasha, he never set the Gemara in Erevin up as a kasha in Rashi. Because it's nothing to do with a chakak. It's not a chakak. All the Gemaras that he asked in Rashi are Gemaras about a chakak. The Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin, the Gemara about Bar Bechul Yosei, those are all chakaks. Those Gemaras are Shver and Rashi. The Gemara and Erevin is Takan HaShver and Meikla. Well, so I think now I understand also the Aferim Pirshim. That line, that mysterious line in the Rabban, what's that Aferim Pirshim? Hainu Avinu Tam, Hainu Dorof, what do you, it's just another cheer of Avotel. He makes it sound like it's a whole different terrace. First he brings the Orach and the Sarfatim, Avinu Tam, that the Rechus is going to tell. And then he says, Achayim Pirshu, the Rechus is going about the Gemara in Erev. And what's the Gemara in Erev? It's a tell. The Gemara, that's what you see in the Gemara in Erev. That's what Tosfos saw in the Gemara in Erev. That you see your Rechus is talking about a tell, not a Cheretz. So you're just saying the Avinu Tam, you're just being a Raya, Avinu Tam, and the Sarfatim. What did you do? What did you mean by this? Teretz is, first he brings the Avinu Tam and the Sarfatim, who say the Rechus is talking about a tell. And by a tell, a taka looks different than a mechitza. But a charitz looks the same as a mechitza. Because kuli ke mechitza lo'imid b'saycha. And that's a big chiddush, to say that kuli ke mechitza lo'imid b'saycha. Because the Ramban, the Ramban originally thought, his point of departure was, that a chakak, even lo'imid b'saycha, looks like a chakak. Unless you live there. But if you don't live there, if you're in the chak, it looks to you like a chakak. So what's the difference between a chakak and a tell? That's what he was working in Rashi's Mahalach. The Rabban assumed that being in a chakak is not near a mechitza. It's the same problem as a tell. It's not near a mechitza. It looks like a chakak, and this is a mechitza. Then he brought the Orach and Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Orach is talking about dafka tell, and we'll say a chiddush that a tell is not near a mechitza to anybody, but a bar is near a mechitza lo imid b'soichli, and that's a chiddush that a tell is near a mechitza lo imid b'soichli, because maybe it's not. Maybe lo imid b'soichli still doesn't look like a mechitza, but he's going to be mechadush in a minute time that a guy in a bar, by him it's near a mechitza. And then he says acherim pirshu that Rav Chisda is b'chal talking about the Gemara in Erevin, and he's not talking about a guy in a chak, and that's why for the tachtoino there's no problem, because he's not in a chak at all. By him it's kulei mechitza. It's only a problem for the guy in the Elyoinah, but for the guy in the Elyoinah, it's a tell with the Mechitza. That's the Acherim. The Acherim is basically Rabbi Natam and the Orach, but not so radical as Rabbi Natam and the Orach. Rabbi Natam and the Orach have to be Mechadish, that when you're in a Chak, it's near a Mechitza. That to the Ramban felt like a Chiddush. And this is Acherim Pirshu, you don't have to go so far. Maybe when you're in a Chak, you have the same problem as a tell, because it's not near a Mechitza. But that's not Rechus's case. Rechus's case is the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, you're never in a chak. Well, you're either on the hill, either you're in the El Yoyna, and then you tak have a problem that you only see a mechitza chamisha with a drop, or you're on the bottom, and then you tak see a regular mechitza. And that's where Rechus was. And we don't have to be mechadish that a charitz is different than a tel. No, it's according to the Acher and Pirshu, Rechus is talking about a tel, or he's talking about the Gemara in Erevin, which is the equivalent of a tel for the Sod El Yoyna. But according to Rav Chisda, that you cannot be mitzaref the mechitza with the tel, you cannot be mitzaref the mechitza with the charitz either, because it's just as bad. But that's how Rav Chisda was talking about. No, one second, that's not good. But then you still, what did he gain? Clapping all of his kashas. He wants to be his kashas from the Gemara in about charitz. If according to the Acherim, a charitz is like a tell, then you're back to Rashi. What did he gain? Then you still have all the other questions, and that's what he says at the end. Before I said the chayin shvesh, what is the end of v'yeshleimer? It should be v'yeshleimer. Saying a new teres, because it's chayin up in all the gemaras. Teres is because this is a hemshich of the Acherim Pirshu. But first you put Rashi's track. According to Rashi, you have the problem from all those other gemaras. Well, what are you going to do with all these gemaras about chak? So he said teirutzim. Maybe you're living in the chak. Yeah, teirutzim. Then he brought Rabbeinu Tam in the Orach that being in a chak is not a problem. It's cooler because la'imid b'soichli is near the mechitza. So then all the problems go away. But then he said, Acherim Pirshu, that Rav Chisda grad talking about the Gemara in Erevin. He's not talking about a chak at all. And there's no reason to think that if you're in a chak, it's near the mechitza. If you're in a chak, it's near the ketel. So then, So then really all the questions have to come back. According to the Chayim Pirshu, all the questions come back. Because even though Chis is talking about the, if Chis is talking about the Gemara Erevin, Chis says if you're on, all you see is a mechitza, the rest is the tell, so it's not mitzaref. The same thing is true of him, because it's kula begid, it has to be kula begid, or kula mechitza, the same thing is in a bar. Mechitza's bar is any different. There's no warrant to say that la'omid besoichli is nirik a mechitza. La'omid besoichli is still a gidud. This is still gidud. So if you're inside the bar, by you this is gidud. If you're in the bar, then what you, the wall of the bar to you is the hill. And it's not mistah from the mechitza shal gavuf. So we're back to square one. So in a chanam, we have to are back to square one. Said, we ain't shalim in the chanam, your fist will be against all those gemaras. And the chanam could also go back to his original theory. I think this area. Let me to the whole lab things back and forth over here. Maybe it's a mile, we're working it out together. Maybe it's a chisaron because it's more confused. I'll read through this whole paragraph in their mind. Maybe just feel about site, just to site double. What's going on? So again, Ika de Kashli from the top of this paragraph. Ika de Kashli is asking on the Gemara on Abaye. How can Abaye say that the Charitz makes a Rishus HaYochid? If you were Chaykik and inside the bayis, you can make it into Rishus HaYochid. Ika de Kashli, Hamina and Perka, maybe to get Tanya. Gid the Chamisha Mechisha, Mechitza Chamisha in Mustafa. Yeah, then he has a thing. So how can you be? How can Abai say that in the charis is a shusayochad? You're mitzaref the charis with the kaisel. Well, that's what maybe shiny hokal do with mechitzah. The hashem asked my people to move mechitzah. I'm mitzaref. Can be in the adshe. I cool the gidur. I cool the mechitzah. Right. That was a dead end. So he says a few teretz. Teretz number one. The ikadim afarki. They're going to say local teretzim for Abai. That Abai's case is different. Yes, Reb Chista says that a chakak is not mitztarif to a mechitza. Because this is a chakak, this is a gidud, and this is a mechitza. And they're not nearer ke mechitza. They're not in the eye of the beholder, they're not mitztarif. But in the case of a bayit, it's different. Shiny chakak bayis, first of all, shiroi ledira sheish le mechitza zgmuris, v'nase bayis goma. So therefore, usually the problem by a chakak is that when you're in the chakak, it's nearer ke gidud. It's nearer ke chakak. It doesn't look like a mechitza. But if you live in the chakak, then it doesn't look to you like a hole. It looks to you like a wall. So if it looks to you like a wall, then it's mitzaref to the mechitza. But the problem is that when you're in the hole, that a hole looks like a hole. So how can it mitzaref to the mechitza? But if you live in the hole, then it looks like a wall. And then his second teretz for oich, oich the mechitza should use the kiwi, if you come mitzaref hagid v'imor. Or here's another eitzah. That since for the person on the outside of the bayis, the kaisa looks, is part of the mechitza of the roof, so he recognizes this wall as being a mechitza. Once he recognizes at least the wall as being a mechitza, so then you can be mitzaref the chakak to the wall. The only problem when you can't be mitzaref is we don't see a mechitza in either one, because you see a hole, a chakak, and it's not ten tefachim, and you see a wall that's not ten tefachim. So, and you don't say, oh, well, put together the ten tefachim. Now that the eye of the beholder doesn't put together, but here the wall is already seen as a mechitza, or at least part of a mechitza, having a mechitza quality. So once it's seen as being a mechitza, so it's mistarab with the chikat. So these are local terutzim for Abaye. He doesn't talk about the Gemara and Sukkah, but presumably, Agamar and Sukkah, presumably will say the same kind of terutz, that since you're living in the Sukkah, so you have this milah that it's nirika bites. New kosh, you're all mean in prayer, because Eric Burbuk will also mistarab from last Sarah. What do you do with that Gemara? So he says again a local terrace with the same kind of theme. Ikal name shiny khul sabar she can there call over is last khul you have to give that so that she can be kharitz baum. So this whole section of the Ramban is basically variations on the same idea. That Rav Chis is talking about a hole, talking about a chakak. The problem is that even for the person inside the chakak, it looks like a chakak, it doesn't look like a mechitza. And the solution to all of the other gemaras is to find local reasons why in those cases it looks more like a mechitza. Because you live there, because it's part of the mechitza of the outside of the roof, because it a bar always has a chulia, so I see it as being one big charitz rather than being separate steps. So I put them together automatically in my imagination. So that's the first malach. Then he says another malach. Rabbi Nosim Balaharach Pirush. Gidin chamishu kachushu shivakarka. Gidin loshin gudid per kamdeir vim loshin gudid vidasim chitzoso. So he said, Rav Chisda was talking dafka about a hill, a tell. And if that's the case, so then we could say a global answer, and we could say we could be mechadish. Up to now, we thought that a charitz is not nearer than a chitzo. That's in the Rashi. It says in the Chisda that a charitz is not nearer than a chitzo. That's why you have this problem. I mean, it's not near like a wall. So it's about a kuli begidah, a kuli mechitzo. But now the Rav Chisda is talking about a tell. So yechelanu loymar, we can be mechadish. That it's not true. A charitz does not look like a gidud. A charitz looks like a mechitza. Every charitz looks like a mechitza, at least for the oimid b'soichet. And therefore, a charitz is easily mitzarek with a mechitza she'al gabav. Chiz was never talking about a charitz. A charitz grada could be a mechitza. Kach kitzu mitzis chach me'etzerfat demzal shaleiki debirashi shapir shem charitz omek chamisha v'kreis l'chamisha al-svasa. So that there's a chiddush here in this. So this second mahalach, the Oruch and Rabbeinu Tam, are saying that there's a difference between a tel and a chulyum, between a tel rather and a charitz. A tel doesn't look like a mechitza, but a charitz is nearer to mechitza loy mevesochi, and that's the solution for all of the gemaras, meaning the gemara about Baruch Liyosi and the gemara about Abaye and Dazayin and our gemara presumably as well. Another mahalach. But he also in the erev chatzeres. If this was done in erev chatzeres, kid the maestro perikol gagis be'erev. And shtei chatzeres zul ma'al mezu. But goyim igvay asar atvachim. Im yeshem gidu chamisho o mechitza chamisho ma'ar bin shnayim ve'im ar m'echad v'kulu shmaitzah also. Chist is talking about the gemara in erev. And the Gemara in Erevin, so for the fellow in the upper Sada, so he has a mechitza with a gibbet, with a drop. The fellow in the lower Sada, he doesn't see any gibbet at all. He just sees a mechitza. He's right up in Asar. Second. So why is this different than the Oruch and the Tzarfatim? Isn't this just another way to say the Oruch and the Tzarfatim? Slightly different case, but basically the same idea. I think it's still sure. What does it mean, Mesef and the Oruch and the Tzarfatim? A few minutes ago I said that in the Oruch and Tzarfatim he had to be mechadish that the charitz is nearer to mechitza. So, in this part you could also say that charitz, I'm sorry, is nearer to mechitza if you want, or you could. As much as you could say it in a bit of time, you could say it now too. What's the difference? The option is there. It's just another. It's basically the chare. It's just the same thing, and that's how it appeared in Tosfos. It's just a variation of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban makes it sound like it's a whole new thing. I don't know. I don't know why this isn't just Rabbeinu Tam. And then the Ramban says V'yesh Leimar. Again, what's V'yesh Leimar? Should be V'oydesh Leimar, because now he's saying a third text. Parents number one was local Teirutzim. Why, you know, bias. Looks more like a mechitz. The whole looks like looks like a mechitz. In the Baruch Liyosa, the whole thing looks like a gibbet. Those are local tales, case by case. That the nearer mechitz is different. Only. The second halacha is Rabbeinu Tam. That the whole problem is only the tell. The chavitz is always nearer to mechitz. Loim the seif. Now he's saying, well, Yishlam Rav Chaya is saying teretz number three. Rav Chis is talking against all those gemaras. So what? Rav Chis is against those gemaras. They're all members of member. Rav Chis is saying, well, Yishlam. I wanted to stitch it to the Bachay and Pishu, but it's not working for me now. bit like that. Maybe it should be by this time. But I just like my third text. The whole of my buying staff and it's a memo. So he defends our family. Memo there, they're going to remember the Christmas is your way. Yeah, karma is a little bit shred. So those things are memories, but the Gemara Sukkah is not a memo. I also asked the Gemara in Erevin is not a memo. The Gemara in Erevin is going in Rav Chisda. But that we said, that I said, that we said, I think it's still sound. That's still good. The Gemara in Erevin never bothered the Ramban. Because that's for sure in the Ramban, that the problem with the Charitz is that for the person, even for the person inside, it feels not like a Machitz. It feels like a hole in the ground. And we saw Kesed in the Ramban. That's why it might be different if you live there and so on. Here's Havana of the problem of, even if you learn in a Chisda like Rashi, that we're talking about a Charitz, the problem with the Charitz is not like for the guy outside it looks like a Charitz even. No, it's a problem for the guy inside. For the guy inside also, it looks like a Charitz. It doesn't look like a Machitz. And that's not true by Sodas. For the Soda Tachtoina, he doesn't feel that he's in a Charitz. That's for sure. And therefore, in that Gemara, in the Ramban's world, the Gemara Erevin was never sure in the first place. So that he doesn't have to deal with. He just said he has to deal with Abai and has to deal with Rav Yerichon, and Bukhari has to deal with Gemara Tzukah too. So he says they're members. I don't know, Gemara Tzukah is not a member. Maybe that's also, maybe Agamar is also, he considers to be a member. Member of the Chisda Leisvir. That's it. That's this whole paragraph in the Ramban. Okay. It's a difficult share, Ramban. I'm going to stop here. Tomorrow I went to the end of Tosis. A little bit, we spoke about it already. We visited that a little bit. And the end of Tosis, I want to compare it to, is the Tosis, is the Ramban, the Rashba. There's the Rashba, there's the Shabbat, there's the Ramban, which we already saw. But now I want to take a look, after maybe just briefly reviewing that, I want to take a look at the Rosh, Shabbos, the Zayin, and the Beis, and the Ramban, the first paragraph from the Ramban. And how they deal with the last place, the last Kashan place, the Kashan about Lova. There's also places to Shonen, the Shabbos of Zion in the base. This is a very radical parrot for this professor's Kasha. And the real difficult thing is going to be how to put together the first paragraph in the Ramban with the paragraph that we read today. There's a very glaring sphere between what everything we read today and what the Ramban says in the first paragraph. Thank you.